This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
After I was blown up on June 5, I spent a total of 14 months in hospitals.
Vietnam veteran Trudell Garou still lives with maiming injuries caused by an enemy grenade.
4 fingers on my left hand, nerve damage on my right hand. Almost lost my lower left leg.
More than 300,000 American servicemen sustained injuries in Southeast Asia, with the human damage far more extreme than in previous wars. According to the VFW, amputations and disfiguring wounds in Vietnam were 300% higher than World War II. The average age of the World War II combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, it was 19.
People got burned in the helicopters when they would go down and couldn't get away from the helicopter. So
Army nurse Valerie Buchan remembers the hell endured by young burn casualties she cared for.
That is probably the type of injury that bothered me the most, because burn patients, at the point that we got them, were very conscious. They could feel the pain.
Invisible injuries emerged after troops came home. A congressional report found 15% of Americans who served in Vietnam suffer from combat-related psychological problems. Almost a million of those who served experienced PTSD symptoms. Living with his devastating injuries has given Trudell Garou perspective on how soldiers bear the burdens of war.
It taught me some major, major lessons. There are things that I can't do now, but I don't feel handicapped.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ampers.org.